Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
The Futility of Transfer Hysteria by Hamza Khalik Lunat. The summer transfer window is yet to open. However, transfer hysteria has already swept in. Liverpool fans have barely had time to rejoice in the fact that the club will very likely be in the Champions League group stages next season, as seemingly that was not enough to satiate fans in the short term. And now apparently it's the time for transfers. Much of the hysteria regarding transfers has developed because of Liverpool's history in relation to that very thing, especially in recent years. Fans are well aware that Liverpool have not purchased a world-class player peaking in their career for many years, but Liverpool FC and other Premier League clubs are now in uncharted territory, for this is only the second time Liverpool have qualified for the Champions League since 2009, and the first time with a globally recognised and respected manager, whilst funds are now available which previously were inconceivable. The club is finally in a position of strength when it comes to transfers, and fans are both eager that the club does not squander this opportunity and also that long-term cravings and desires for a big name can finally be satiated. This is only worsened by the huge names that swirl around regarding the old enemy Manchester United. Fans are obsessed with comparing performances, teams, squads, managers, trophies and signings, but unfortunately, playing this game when it comes to big name or big money transfers is one which Liverpool will always lose. Despite this, and the awareness that both Manchester clubs have financial resources that would put small nations to shame, Liverpool fans still concern themselves with what other teams are doing, instead of just looking at Liverpool. For instance, the extremely efficient signing of £43 million Monaco starlet Bernardo Silva sent shockwaves across Liverpool's social media platforms. But why? We all expected Manchester City to recruit strongly and go about their business in a professional manner. Whilst it was a story which developed spectacularly quickly, it was hardly as if all of Liverpool's rivals had sped away with immeasurable advantages. Chelsea, Spurs, Arsenal and Everton are all yet to really get going in terms of transfers. Despite this, as reports came in, Liverpool fans suddenly felt bouts of anxiety coming their way. Criticism of Klopp and FSG rapidly emerged. Why were Liverpool not moving so quickly? After all, the club for several weeks were and still are linked with players such as Keita, Sessegnon, Van Dijk, Werner, Lacazette, Mendy and so on. Liverpool fans should know better. Big money panic buys or purchases in respect to reputation have not worked out in recent years. Andy Carroll's record move to Liverpool was pushed through rapidly, without consideration for how Liverpool would utilise him. So too Balotelli and Christian Benteke. Names such as Downing, Aquilani, Cole, Barini all resonate with negative connotations, but we must remember the positive contributions of Lallana, Henderson and Shan, in fairness. Thus, demanding such, or trying to put pressure on the club to do so, is both counterproductive and a waste of time and effort. Whilst Liverpool have had some very poor transfers in recent years, it's important to remember the successful ones too. One of FSG's first signings was Luis Suarez, and more recently they authorised the signings of Coutinho, Daniel Sturridge and Roberto Firmino. Whereas transfer strategy was not entirely clear in those years, now Liverpool have a manager with transfer autonomy. And even with a relatively small outlay, Jurgen Klopp has illustrated his nous when it comes to identifying what the club and the team needs to improve, and then addressing it. The purchases of Sadio Mane and Jorginho Wijnaldum, in particular, pay testament to this, whilst the free transfer of Joel Matip and the cheap transfer of highly rated goalkeeper Loris Karius also support this notion. This is the first time Jurgen Klopp has been handed a de facto war chest, especially when Liverpool are in the Champions League and have such funds available. The issues of yesteryear, in which the club did not look an attractive prospect for potential players, are slowly fading as Klopp sets to work, but fans should be confident and optimistic to what activity the future holds. The very interest in such players who would previously have been deemed unattainable is one step in the right direction, and whilst this step needs to be followed up with decisive action, we must remember haste is not a defining aspect of decisiveness. Liverpool going about its business in the manner which is right for the club and not any other club is what is key here. For Liverpool, buying smart over the past season has paid greater dividends than buying players based on their name and stature has for Manchester United. Thus, comparing transfers, budgets and players is ultimately a redundant exercise. Supporters should be patient and optimistic. A 16-point increase in the league total of the previous season indicates Liverpool FC is on an upward trajectory, and that transfer business so far has been fairly astute. If not for injuries to key players, and unfortunately important times within the season, Liverpool may well have finished higher in the league table. Current links already indicate Klopp has identified the areas in which Liverpool need to improve, and has set up a shortlist of sorts. However, beyond this, supporters should regard all surplus information as white noise. If Klopp has a series of targets, he has more than enough time to work out the necessary deals. Obsessing about the dealings of other clubs will only bring disappointment to the average Liverpool fan. So rejoice in Liverpool's long-awaited return to the Champions League, a place in which it truly belongs. And worry not about transfers. As with the right management, those deals will take care of themselves. Liverpool fans should be happy in the knowledge that the club is in safe hands, hands which delivered upon their primary objective this season, and no doubt will be set to work on reaching and surpassing the objectives for the coming season too. Patience and intelligent work is the new name of the game, and Liverpool are a club very much on the rise. Do not fret about the frequency or monetary value of transfers. It will do you no good. Instead, be confident in knowing Klopp will accept nothing less and will not allow Liverpool to have a squad incapable of meeting LFC's objectives, whilst the owners are very much more involved than we can say of some of our rivals. Take a breath before we go again. Well, that piece by Hamza has brought a lot of mixed emotions to me as I read it, and I'm sure as you were listening, because he's identified quite a few different things there. Of course, there's a lot of common sense in the points that he makes about paying less attention, if you want to retain some sort of modicum of mental health, to the machinations of the transfer window. But that's, listen, Hamza will admit, I'm sure, that it's pretty much pie in the sky, because we all do the same, don't we? And I'm sure he'll be no different to us. It's all very well to say don't pay attention to it, but it's very difficult not to. Now, I have tried, I will admit, and I continue to try, and I will continue to try, and I've pretty much made it my business to only read about transfers as they come to me through the articles here for AI Audible. Now, not everybody has the luxury of limiting themselves to that filter in the knowledge that eventually the news will come to you. I've decided to go that way. I can understand completely being on Twitter monitoring in the same way as the club are constantly, in inverted commas, monitoring players. And I also understand the terrible fatalism that people have about the club not getting the targets that they flirt with. Because we have a very spectacularly awful recent history of just that. But the most recent history does not show that. And the most recent history under Klopp is the only thing that I really want to think about, to be honest. And Hamza has rightly identified that the people that he has brought in have been pretty much predominantly excellent. So let's hope for more of that. And it might not necessarily be the ones that you think. For example, many of you, if you're honest, if you put your hand on your heart or whatever it is you do to indicate honesty, you would say that when you heard the fee for Sadio Mane, you thought, Christ, another Southampton no mark for an incredible amount of money. Because a lot of you had begun to think that way about Adam Lallana. And more understandably about Dejan Lovren. But that didn't really work out so well for people who wanted to be pessimistic and wanted to be proved right about it. So I'm going to go ahead and give the gaffer the benefit of the doubt on this one and wait and see what he does. I understand the impatience, believe me, I do. I'd love us to have about six lads lined up and signed at this stage. But you know, the window hasn't opened yet, so let's maybe take a little breath and do as Hamza wisely counsels here. And just relax a little bit and not get so upset about what everybody else is doing. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.